Lars Larson. Is it hot outside?
It's 105 in the shade.
That's due to global warming.
The temperature is steadily rising every day.
Yep, deny all you want. But if it's warmer than usual, it's global warming.
And that's the cause of global warming today.
Fire up the hybrid. Position the solar panels. Control your carbon input, whatever that means.
Save the earth, etc., etc.
It's the global warming minute.
You're ruining the earth.
On Lars.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. We talk a lot about global warming nonsense. I don't happen to be one of the global warming climate maniacs that seems to think that everything human beings has done or have done on this earth have done great damage to the planet. And I'm glad to talk to Gail Trotter. Gail, are you there?
Yes. How are you, Lars?
It sounds like you're in a very loud place. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Penn Station. I've been up in Manhattan getting a coffee in the Trump Tower today.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm glad to get a chance to talk to you. Gail is a political analyst, a columnist, and an attorney. You can find her at gailtrotter.com. Can you tell us about this plan to use statutes that were designed to go after organized crime figures to go instead after, well, people in this country and companies in this country that are skeptical of the global warming claims that we've heard?
Yes, everybody, every American needs to know what is going on with this. Regardless of what you think about the climate change debate, whether climate change is occurring, whether it is being caused by man, whether it's fixable by man, and whether the costs are less than the benefits of using global strategies to supposedly fix this problem. However you come down on that issue, everyone should agree that the executive office of the attorney general in four states who have taken it upon themselves to line up with global warmist activists to go after people who are trying to present data that contradicts this Obama administration's green policy agenda and use, like you said, the federal racketeering statute to try and intimidate them, bully them, silence them, and make them spend a whole lot of money to defend themselves from litigation by these four states' attorneys general. That would be New York, the Virgin Islands, Massachusetts, and California.
So tell me in a practical way, how would they use these statutes to go after somebody? I mean, I'm somebody who goes on the air and expresses skepticism about global warming. Is it possible they could come after somebody like me for simply telling people new information on both sides of the argument?
The real issue is not them going after individual people, but there are 90 policy and political groups that put a lot of attention and expert work into coming up with the scientific information that they have gathered from neutral government sources like the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and they put it out into the public domain. So part of this effort is to go after companies that have been funding these 90 political and policy groups, and trying to get a company like ExxonMobil, which is an energy giant that fuels our economy, trying to get a company like ExxonMobil to produce 10 years of correspondence with 90 different policy and political groups. So I think you're safe, Lars, for the moment. But those who are really engaged in this debate at a very important national level on this vastly complex debate are being targeted, and these office holders are using their governmental power to go after them.
See, Gail, I've been a reporter for a long time, and most of what I covered through most of my career was what we called courts and cops. That is, you know, criminals who are accused of crime, their trials, and all the rest of that. How do they have the legal power to go into a private company and say, we want to see the records of not just the monies you may have given to some of these groups,
right,
but all the correspondence? Where do they get that legal lever?
Right, it's the subpoena power. So what they're doing is these attorneys general are going after the company and trying to get the information using the power of the subpoena based on this federal racketeering statute, which is called RICO, and some of them are also relying on state racketeering statutes. In the Virgin Islands, it's called SECO. So they are trying to take this authority that they have as attorneys general and turn it into a fishing, very expensive fishing expedition where even if they're unable to ultimately charge this company, it's going to deter this company and any other company from giving money to organizations that are trying to get the information out. So it's like the government is picking one side in a very contentious debate and trying to, you know, basically bind up the opponent so that the side that they support will win. So regardless of what the issue is, this will have implications not just for the climate change debate, but also a lot of debates, because a lot of American corporations give money to policy groups. And I'll tell you, all the corporations are watching what's happening to ExxonMobil right now.
See, Gail, I understand. I've watched RICO cases before. I mean, I've covered them. And I understand that if you're going after somebody who's running a prostitution ring or a drug, you know, a ring that sells illegal drugs, or even a ring that just engages in extortion, you know, where you know, crime figures go by and say to somebody who's running a business, you have to pay us every month or your business is going to mysteriously burn down. Those are all things I can understand because they all involve criminal activity. You know, arson is criminal. Prostitution is a crime. You know, selling drugs is a crime. But just simply speaking about public issues can be viewed as a criminal activity.
Right, it shouldn't be, and that's why ExxonMobil and many of these 90 organizations have had to hire very high-priced lawyers to file pleadings in these different states to try and what lawyers call quash the subpoena so that they are not required to turn over this information. And the Attorney General of the Virgin Islands has withdrawn the subpoena in Washington, D.C., but since he's based in the Virgin Islands, he's keeping it open in his back pocket, still in the Virgin Islands. So you can understand that the process is the punishment in this because they are going to have to spend a lot of money with these attorneys to try and quash it. And I hope that these companies and organizations go after the attorneys general because they are abusing the power. Just like you said, it's not designed for that kind of action. They want to try and make it out to be some sort of a conspiracy, but the facts clearly would not uphold that. And unfortunately, the media are refusing to report on this. They are providing air cover for these attorneys general. All the headlines of the New York Times, the Washington Post, are focused on putting ExxonMobil in a bad light instead of focusing on the abuse of power by these four attorneys general.
Well, in the minute we've got left, what's the crime that these companies are suspected of? Because they're selling legitimate products. Exxon sells oil and diesel fuel.
Right, and the idea is that they are defrauding their customers because they did not warn them of the risks of global warming. And a really good example that the climate change advocates have relied on is the shakedown of the tobacco companies in the 1990s, which benefited lawyers, PR people, policy people, and other rent seekers to the tune of $200 billion with negligible benefits to public health. And some of the people who were involved in that tobacco litigation and the resulting settlement have switched sides to climate change. There's a guy at George Mason University who benefited from the tobacco litigation, and now he's trying to use that strategy and says it openly that he wants any settlement from the climate change litigation that he's pushing for to be used for a nationwide campaign to educate the American people about the dangers of climate change.
Boy, you can find what she writes at GailTrotter.com. That's Gail with a Y. Gail, thank you so much, and I'm glad you made it back from Trump Tower to Penn Station, and thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Great to be with you, and yes, it was fun to see Ivanka's jewelry store in the tower.
No doubt.